Good morning. Good morning, Emmanuel Church. Welcome to our family service this morning. Hello. It is a family service this morning. There is a little more space down here at the front. If you are young or old and would like to feel a little closer to the action and have a bit of space to move and to dance and to get involved, then there is this space at the front. There will be something for you to watch on screen, to watch on stage. So if you want a better view, you'll want to be down here as well. Thank you, Tom. That is awesome. So this gives us, we've got space here. We've got family here. We're supposed to be working together to celebrate and worship God together this morning. Our theme is being brave. And for some of us and some of the people involved this morning, it actually takes quite a bit of courage to stand up here and do this. So please join in, get involved, and recognize that people are putting themselves out there to facilitate you hopefully meeting with, experiencing, worshiping God this morning. And we're going to have some fun. But the first thing I've got for you this morning is something to watch on screen. Well, I would have if Ali had remembered and she'd been over at the computer. Now, I know most of you would rather I just left the film running and you could watch the rest of A Bug's Life this morning. I have it if you'd like to borrow it. That's not a problem. But this morning's service is about being brave. It's about stepping out into what God's got for us. And sometimes when we're following God, when we're doing the things that he has for us to do, we can be a bit like those ants. We can suddenly go, oh my goodness, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's next. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm not brave enough to take a step and know what God's got for me to do. Because in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, it's in the New Testament of the Bible, the second half of the Bible, there's these verses 6 and 7. They say, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, which means scared. It does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So self-discipline is like self-control. So the Spirit of God is not a spirit to make us scared. What God in you, is not about being scared. It's not about, it's a power. It's a spirit that's in there that is of His, God's power. The same power that Jesus used to do the amazing things that Jesus did is in you. It is His Spirit and it is there for you to use to do the things that God has for you to do. God is love and God exists within you. So God's love, God's power is within you to do that. And the self-control, the self-discipline, the guidance of God, the hearing His Spirit at work in your life is there to help you know how to take that next step. So this morning is about understanding that God's power, God's love, and God's self-control is within us. And it's there to guide us and help us to be brave, taking that next step out into what He's got for us. One of the things that we come together to do as church on a Sunday morning is to worship God together. So that's what we're going to start with this morning. We do have a few new songs for you this morning. Things you may not have heard before. I invite you to join in. There will be sign language support for some of them, so you can maybe try a bit of that. There will be some actions for some other ones. But either way, whether you want to join in with that or not, whether you recognize the songs or not, worship God from the core of your being this morning, because He is worth worshiping. He is worthy to be praised. It tells us so. And this is the God that we love, and He has put His power and His love inside us. So He is worth our worship back to Him. So, kids, you definitely know these first two songs. And last week we were doing them in Taunton to church, so I really would like to see you joining in and maybe showing up the adults with what you can do. Okay? So, band, if you could come up, and we will have our first two songs this morning. Sorry, just let me get my breath back. Being brave for God is hard. It's hard sometimes because stuff gets in the way. Our lives, the stuff that happens every day, who we are, our friends, what they think about us, money, work, people who bully you, people who do nasty things for you. All of us have these things in our lives which get in the way and stop us stepping out into what God's got for us, being who He made us to be. Because God has given you a spirit of power. his power to do things, of love, because God is love and he lives within you, and self-control to get past these things and step out into all that God has got for you. God has got amazing things for you to do, and he's given you everything you need to do them. He equips you through his spirit to go and to do these things, and actually pushing past this stuff that gets in the way is what God calls us to. But he doesn't leave us to do it alone. As I said, God's given us the stuff that we need, and he is there with us. He's fighting for us every second of every day, because you are children of God. You belong to God, and he will never, ever let you go. He will fight for you now and always, because he wants you to live the life that he's got for you to lead. He gave you his power and his love and his self-control for a reason, so that you could step out and do the things that he's got for you, so you can live the life that he's got for you. We're going to sing. Sorry? Yes. I know. Thank you. I'm being signed at from the front. We're going to worship God again. We've got two or three songs now where we can worship God corporately together. With this first song we're also going to take up our tithes and offerings this morning. So don't feel you have to give, but if you'd like to give into it, stewards will be coming around during this first song. And during these songs in worship, Mel and Ali are going to come up, and they're going to be doing some sign language and songs, sign language interpretation. Another way that you can worship God. You don't have to do it, but these services are all about different ways which we can worship and interact with God. So if you'd like to stand on your feet and worship God together. Okay, if you'd just like to take your seats for me, thank you. So 2 Tim is about being not timid. It's about being brave. It's about stepping out into what God's got for us. And just like in that drama, sometimes that means we have to push past the stuff that gets in the way to get to what God's got for us. Sometimes there are things in the way that we have to push past. It's about taking action. So we might feel like, well, God's got it. God is God. And so of course he's in control. Of course he's got my back. And that's true. But God is a God that calls us to action. He's given us a mission. He's told us, I've got things for you to do, and I've given you the things that you need to do them. Sitting back and relaxing with God isn't really an option. He's a God about moving forward, moving his kingdom forward for his glory, seeing everyone saved so that they can be with him forever. And you're part of this plan. You're part of this job. God is a God that wants us as his people to step forwards bravely into what he's got for us, past the things that stop us getting to him, past the things that stop us living the life that he's got for us. And even when, you know, like in our first song we sang this morning, up times, down times, I'm going to praise God in the great times, I'm going to praise God in the bad times, because he's still God. God is God no matter what. And I'm going to need to push past in the bad times and carry on praising and carry on walking, carry on stepping forward into what God's got for me to do and what God's got for you to do. Otherwise, he's going to give it to somebody else to do, and we're going to miss out. God's not going to miss out because we don't do it, but we are, because God's got a mission for us to do, and he wants us to be brave and step out into it.
Okay, I'm going to need some volunteers in just a second. Sure, there's plenty of willing hands. Because we've got a few things to demonstrate here. Because I want you to imagine getting up in the morning, getting ready. You've got whatever's ahead of you in that day. Now, most people, I'm not a very good example this morning, most people put their shoes on when they're heading out the door, ready for the things that are ahead of them. Now, we've got a few lovely pairs of shoes to demonstrate here. So, Thomas, have you come? I think Pete might have just the perfect pair for you.
Yeah, these will work for Tom. There you go, Tom. One of those and one of those. Yeah, could you put those on for me and give us a little bit of a catwalk? Let me see your best. Yeah, okay there. In there you go. Only up to your knees. There, all right. Shall I hold you while you step in? Definitely. That's it. All right, just wander across towards Ali. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, they are perfect for you, Tom. The perfect shoes for the perfect job. Don't you think? Oh, he agrees. Excellent. Wonderful.
Okay, who else do we have? Zoe has shoes. Zoe, if you come. Perfect shoes for Zoe.
Perfect shoes for Zoe. Ah. You take your shoes off, Zoe, because I've got some special ones for you. Yeah. Those look like sparkly Zoe-type shoes, don't they? I think those look like... Now, you have to be very careful. They're very expensive shoes, but... Let's move your shoes over there. Can you try stepping into these?
Yeah.
Slide your foot down. That's it. That's Hold on to me. Slide your other foot down. It's not in. There you go. Right, I'm going to hold your hand. And can you walk at all? Very nice. Proper sparkly shoes. Wonderful. Can you stand there for me, Zoe? Thank you. Ellie, perfect. Yeah. Ellie's a girl of action. Action Ellie. So she needs snowboarding boots. That's what Ellie needs. There you go. It's a nice big snowboarding boots for you. Can you get your feet in those? You want to hold on to me? That's one. Oh, good boots, Ellie. Can you walk in those? Very nice. Thank you. Very nice, Ellie. Thank you very much.
Any adults want to turn?
Ah, none of them are brave enough.
Elijah.
You're looking you need your shoes off to start with, Elijah. So, you're looking very blue this morning. I've got the perfect shoes for someone in blue. Yep. They'll do nicely. There you go. Whack those on your feet.
They'll do perfect.
Indeed. Right. Well, that's it. And the other one. Don't kick anybody by accident.
I'll try.
And try. That's it. Give us a waddle over. Thank you very much, Elijah. Excellent.
Right.
We got one more.
Caris.
Okay. Caris, can you take your sparkly shoes off for me? You have very nice shoes anyway. It's a bit of a shame. Oh, now they're going to be difficult. Let's try these. Are these the right shoes for you? Are they not the right shoes for you? Okay. What about these? Are these the right shoes for you? Can we get your little toes in them? Can we? There's one there. And one there. There you go. Can you walk across the stage? I think you can. Try and walk towards Ali. Oh, you can't walk. They're the wrong shoes, Ali. I've got the wrong shoes. Do you have any right shoes? I think you should go back to the sparkly shoes for you. They're just the right size for you, aren't they?
Okay.
No, I think I'm just about right. I think the rollerblades might be suicides, so.
I think we've got the idea.
Yeah. Hands down. You can't keep them, Elijah. Thank you, just leave them there.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Tom.
So there are all sorts of different types of shoes for different jobs.
Sorry?
They fit different people, they have different purposes.
Where did your shoes go?
Some very specific purposes, some a little bit more general, but they're all different shoes for different people and different jobs. And the trouble is, if you try shoes that don't fit you, shoes that aren't for the right job, then you're going to end up in trouble. You're going to end up sitting over your feet. You're going to end up maybe hurting yourself, hurting other people. You're definitely not going to end up moving forward quite as quickly.
You're also going to walk funny.
You're also going to look a little
bit. Which is not helpful.
You're going to end up not moving forward quite as quickly or as easily as you could do. Compared to that, if you have the right shoes, the ones that fit you perfectly.
These are my walking boots. I love my walking boots because, you know what, the insides are the same shape as my feet. They're exactly right for me, and they're nice, and they're supple, and I can walk miles and miles and miles in these. They're exactly right for me, and they fit me like, well, I don't know why the saying is fit me like a glove, because they're on my feet. They're like feet. Absolutely perfect for me, and I can walk across mountains, and I can walk across deserts. They're fully waterproof. I have nice, snug, warm feet all the time. Absolutely perfect. Just the right shoes.
So the paths that God has for all of us are all very different. We all have a different path ahead of us. And God gives us what we need to follow that path. But it's very easy to look at someone else sometimes and see what they're doing and think they've got it all sorted out. I want to be like them. I want to do those things. I want those gifts. And it's like trying to put on someone else's shoes. It's like trying to put on the wrong shoes for the job. If you're trying to be someone else and trying to follow someone else's path, it's not going to work. And you're going to end up maybe hurting yourself, maybe just getting a little bit stuck or a little bit in trouble. So we need to remember that God has got a path for us. And he gives us, just like in that verse it says about the gifts that God gives us, that's going to be different for every single person here. And God gives us the gifts that we need to follow our path.
Hello?
Yeah. God is about equipping us to step forwards. And it's in our footprints, in our steps, that we step forwards into what he's got for us. So the idea is draw around one of your feet, and inside it, if you go to your parents, they'll help you draw around one of your feet if you're struggling, okay? If not, go to Alan. He'll help you draw around one of your feet if you're struggling, okay? But this idea that God has given us our feet to step out into what he's got for us. And inside your footprint, if you want to write or draw something that you need to be brave about stepping out into, something that's on your heart that God has given you to do, something so like some of the guys that are coming to China in the summer might draw a little Chinese flag, because stepping out into going to China is a really scary thing and something that needs bravery, something that needs God to be with us all of the time, because we can't do these things without him. So give us some footprints to work with, and a little later on, we'll do something with them.
Okay, I'm seeing lots of footprints around. That's great. So just to repeat the second part of what Pete said.
I get that, repeat.
Inside your footprint, just take a minute to think. Is there something or somewhere or some situation where you need God to help you to be brave, to step out? Maybe it's a situation where you feel like something's in your way and you need God to help you to keep moving and to get through it. Maybe it's something you're facing at work or at home or with a particular person, something each day that you're finding hard, and you need to know that God has given you the gifts to be able to keep going. So inside your footprint, can you either draw or write something that represents something that you find hard and you need God to help you to be brave?
Very good. And while you're doing that, can I ask the guys who are going to China to come up on stage for me, please? Now, we don't have the whole China team here this morning, but those that are here, I've just asked to come up on stage, because we're talking about stepping out and stepping out in faith and doing something brave. Simi's right there. He's right behind you. Yep. Yeah, okay. So just give you 1 minute, and then I'll ask you to put your paper and pens down and look this way. That sounded very teacherish, didn't it? But okay, put it down. Excellent. Okay, looking this way. So these guys are most of the team of young people that we are taking, or rather God is taking, out to China in August this year. And this is a step of faith. I'm sure if we ask any of them, and we will in a second, they're going to say that this is actually something that they're going to have to be brave about. They're going to have to step out in faith knowing that I can't do this on my own, God. You're going to have to help me do it. You've got a plan for me, God. You're going to have to lead me on my way, because I don't know how to do this. Some of these guys have never left the country before. So, you know, the first time they will have been in an airport is to get on a plane to go to China. So these are big steps of faith. They take bravery. That's not a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of bravery, of courage, to step out going, God, I know you've given me the power and the love and the self-discipline I need to do this. So, Simi, can you give us just a couple of sentences on what is it we're going to be doing in China? Can you remember?
Yeah, so basically, we go there for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And for the majority of the time, we are helping out in a youth centre with kids who have been abandoned by their parents, either due to disabilities or just because their parents can afford to keep them. So while we're there, we're going to be helping out kids going from like almost toddlers to maybe year 7-ish.
With a whole range of kids, literally from babies all the way to 18, abandoned kids. Most of these kids are being abandoned because they have some sort of disability, and the truth being, in China at the time, a lot of these kids were abandoned. A disability could be anything from cerebral palsy and use of a wheelchair back down to, you know, maybe a cleft palate or something like that. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what disability is and how to cope with it, and so we've got millions of children in China that need love and care. And there's not enough staff to look after them. So we're going to go, we're going to help out, we're going to spend some time with them, just showing God's love in that place, holding them, playing with them, doing some activities. Tom, what's exciting about going to China?
I would say, like, seeing all the new culture and stuff, because I haven't been abroad before ever, so I'm interested to see what it's like in China and how they live over there and all the kind of stuff they have there, so yeah.
Okay, so a whole new world to step out into, a whole new world which we haven't experienced before. What's scary about going to China?
Standing out and, like, people will be, like, looking at you and a lot, saying, whoa, those are foreigners, like, kind of thing. It's going to be a bit weird and it's going to be uncomfortable, but, yeah.
Being uncomfortable, being outside of our comfort zone, stepping out into something that we haven't done before and being different and being seen because of it. These guys are going to China on the 19th of August. Many of you have already prayed a lot for us, supported us financially, got involved in this. There are a few more opportunities. We're still fundraising towards being able to go. And there should be leaflets on your chairs as you came in this morning. And if not, we can give them to you. But there's most of the team up there. Good hair there, Simi. On the photo at the back there. There's a fundraising day coming up on the 16th of July. It's from 1 till 4 in the afternoon here, where there'll be lots of different opportunities to chat to guys who are going, to hear a bit more about what we're doing, and potentially get involved in some of the activities which will have a cost to them, and they'll give us some more finance towards. Each of these guys have had to raise £1,800 each in order to be able to go, and £1,800 is a lot of money when you're a teenager. It's a lot of money any time. So, and God has been really great and really faithful in this, but, you know, we're in a last push to try and to get to those totals and to see us on that plane off to China in August. So we're really excited about it. We're going to have an opportunity to pray for these guys in a minute. But thank you, guys. If you can go sit down. There's also another group of young people who are stepping out in faith that we really want to pray for as a church. So if you are a child that is going to be in September going to our Chesterley Street congregation. Can you stand up? Can you stand up? There's some at the back there. There they are. There's Joel over there. Excellent. There are a few around. There's some down here. Can you stand up for me? Stand up. That's it. There are children all over this church. There's 10 or 12 of them that are going to be part of our congregation starting up in Chesterley Street from going full-time from September. Now, it takes bravery to do anything when you're a child. But when your parents say, look, we believe that God wants us to go and be church in Chesterley Street, actually, the children are part of this as well. The children have to step out in faith and go, I believe that God wants me to be part of church in Chesterley Street because I need to be in that place and being God to those around me. And it takes bravery to do that. It takes bravery to go with your family and be part of that. So one of the things, as we pray for people stepping out in faith, not in timidity, but in boldly stepping out into what God's got for them with his power and his love and his self-control, we're going to pray this morning for those young people we've got, showing us the example of what it is to step out across to the other side of the world. And we're going to pray this morning for those young people who are going to step out into another local community here and see that community change for God as well. Because they're just as brave as those going across the world. And hopefully there's the challenge there for us as a church. Is what is it that God wants us to step out into in bravery and boldness to see his kingdom come?
Working. It is, thank you. Sorry. What we are going to do now, we are going to have the band back up in a second and sing one final song, but we're going to use this as a bit of a response time. So, in a second, I want you to take your footprints that you've done, and if you can kind of just lay them out in the paths, the aisle ways around the church to make a little bit of a path going round. Then, as we sing, we are going to have the China team, and we're going to have the Chesterley Street team. Starting from wherever they are, just walking up and down those paths so that we can pray for them as they walk around here and they can know that this church is supporting them as they take those steps of faith.
So yeah, if you could lay out your footprints in the ask form, a big path while the band comes up, and then I would ask the China team and anyone going to Chesterley Street, when we start this song, would you step out onto this path, take a step of faith, and let us as a church pray for you and support you as you take this journey. I would also invite anybody else, if you've written something on your footprint that you know that you need God's help to step out bravely into, walk this path as well. Let us as a church pray for you. Let us as a church support you as you walk this path as well, as you take that step of faith, not in timidity, but knowing that God's power and love and self-control goes with you. so that we can pray for and support each other on this journey together as we step out boldly in faith. If you just stand up. If you're not walking the path, it's a new song, you may not know it. Please feel free to sing and worship God this way. But if you want to reach out your hands and pray for those walking this path of faith as well. And as a church, let us really lift up those stepping out in faith and pray that God goes with them every single step of the way.
Your light won't be seen here if we hide away, staying quiet each day. Your name won't be heard here if we close our eyes to the struggles of life. Help us be a light, your color on the earth. Help us have the courage to show others what they're worth. And help us to shine out for you, shine out for you. Jesus, you are not a secret. If you were, I couldn't keep it. Shine out for you, shine out for you. Help us to shine, help us to shine out for you. Your love won't be shown here if we can't be friends or we don't share our things. Your hope won't be known here. We think of ourselves over everyone else. Help us be your hands. Help us be your feet. Help us show your love and power to everyone we meet. Help us to shine out for you, shine out for you. Jesus, you are not a secret. If you were, I couldn't keep it. Shine out for you, shine out for you. Help us to shine, help us to shine out for you.
Father God, thank you so much that you call us to live lives of action, to step forward into all that you've got for us to do. Thank you, Father God, that you go with us every step of the way, and we can step out bravely in faith, knowing that you are always there and you've given us everything we need to see this world change for you. Help us to shine out for you in our lives and our actions, our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Amen. I'm just going to hand over to Alan here at the end of our service, who's got a notice about our gift day, which is another way which we're stepping out in faith. And then you're welcome to go for tea and coffee once you've listened to him.
Once you've listened. Just take a seat for a moment, please. First of all, can I thank Pete, Ali, and the team for the incredible job they've done here this morning. Can I give them a big thank you? It really is. Musicians, everyone who serves us, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful morning. Now, if you serve us with the children's work in any way, could you stand? Because we would like to thank you as well. If you serve us week by week in the children's work, I'm sure there's quite a few. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. We have over 100 children on the roll here, and we just thank all of those who serve us week by week. Well, a couple of things. One is, at the beginning of this month, we had our first gift day of the year. Every year we do two gift days. And the beginning of June was our first. So I want to thank you for your generosity. So together, in this first gift day of the year, you have given £19,000. So thank you very much for that incredible generosity. If you still have a pledge to redeem, you're not allowed out of the building until you've redeemed it. But please, if you could see Jenny over the next week or two, that would be great. So for £19,000, we're very thankful to God for that generosity of God's people. Finally, we are now going to have a meeting for those people who want to be involved in our ministry team. Where's Sharon? I saw Sharon. Can you just stand, Sharon? Now, Sharon is gathering people up in the conference room immediately after this. So grab a coffee, go upstairs. Is that okay? If you want to be part of our ministry team, it won't take very long. So let's just pray. Father, we want to thank you for the work you've done among us. We thank you for every young life represented here, for the potential within them. And we pray for each and every one going to Chesley Street, staying here, Lord, that they might grow in knowledge and wisdom of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we pray you will continue to strengthen all those who work with them. And we ask, Lord, that in these coming days, we'll just see and hear great stories of what you have done. And for all of us, Lord, we just come with grateful hearts. Thank you that you've called us to an incredible journey with you. And we ask, Father, that we will be the ones who just take those steps of faith day by day and not forget to give you all the praise and the glory for your faithfulness to each and every one of us. Amen.